Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned into Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the French president has arrived in Israel on a three-day visit aimed at fortifying Paris-Tel Aviv ties. Upon arrival, French President François Hollande said that he will not tolerate the proliferation of nuclear arms. Hollande added that his country will continue with sanctions on Iran, saying he's not certain if Tehran has decided to give up on its nuclear weapons. France was the first country to give Israel nuclear arms. Now, Tel Aviv is the sole possessor of nuclear weapons in the Middle East with an estimated 400 nuclear warheads. It so far refused to sign any regulatory international nuclear agreement. Iran, on the other hand, is a signatory to the NPT with its facilities under regular inspection. The International Atomic Energy Agency has once again in its recent report verified the non-diversion of Iran's nuclear energy program. Well, we're going to cross over to Georgia, the United States, joined by managing editor and columnist of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, tell me, how do you see the comments made by Hollande in Israel regarding nuclear proliferation when he's actually in a country that has nuclear weapons?
Well, it's really a big joke in a way, if it just wasn't such a horrible historical situation. I don't know why France would denigrate itself like this. All the scholars of the world, all the intelligence agencies all know that France began working with Israel on their joint programs in 1949, before the bodies from the 1948 war were even cold. So they've never cared about nuclear proliferation. And recently, we've known about it for years that Saudi Arabia had their own weapons program, but we weren't really allowed to speak about it openly. But they brought it out when Israel hinted that that they were working quietly with Saudi Arabia on things of mutual interest. And then the Saudis up and went as kind of a cover to say that the Pakistani, they had helped fund their program, and the Pakistanis had some nukes created for them that could be loaners. And in my writing, I use that as the first timeshare program on nuclear weapons. You wouldn't have to have possession of them, but you could have some you could use for a few weeks vacation. So, and then now we further found out that the French basically have been working on their program for
about 10 years now. So it's really a farce, and the French people should stand up, and they're primarily responsible. But my most contempt goes for the Western media, who basically has known about this. If we know about it, we know they do, and yet they've never reported it.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Jim Dean, managing editor and columnist of Veterans Today, out of Georgia.